Simple, compound, and complex sentences.
Hi, kids.
Look at this paragraph. My house is white. It has green shutters. My house is on Ivy Street. My house is on the corner. I live with my parents. I have lived there for 10 years. We are moving in May. What do you think of this paragraph? Are the sentences interesting? What does it sound like when you read it out loud? It sounds like a robot because we have only simple sentences in this paragraph. What is a simple sentence? But before we learn about simple sentences, first take a look at what a sentence is. A sentence is a set of words that makes complete sense. A sentence always gives a complete idea. Every sentence has two parts. 1. A subject. Who or what the sentence is about. 2. A predicate. The part which tells something about the subject. For example, she speaks. A subject contains a noun or a pronoun and words describing the noun or pronoun. In the above sentence, the pronoun she is itself the subject. A predicate contains a verb and all the words related to that verb, except the subject. In the above sentence, the predicate itself is a verb. For example, John and Cody play basketball whenever they get time. Take a look at this sentence. My house is white. This is a simple sentence. It consists of a single independent clause. It has a subject and a verb and expresses a single complete thought. Remember, it does not contain a dependent clause or another simple sentence. Now, again, take a look at the paragraph we saw at the beginning of the lesson. Can we combine the first two sentences of the paragraph? Yes, and for that, we have to use all of the words that are in those two sentences, and we can add one more word. My house is white, and it has green shutters. This is a compound sentence. It is made from two independent clauses, which are short sentences that are combined with a conjunction. In a compound sentence, each clause or each part, before and after the conjunction, would make sense on its own. Let's make another compound sentence from this paragraph. I have lived there for 10 years, but we are moving in May. I have lived there for 10 years, yet we are moving in May. My house is white, but it has green shutters. Take a look at this sentence. Although we have lived there for 10 years, we are moving in May. This sentence also has two parts. 1. Although we have lived there for 10 years. 2. And we are moving in May. Does number 1 make sense as its own sentence? No, because it uses a subordinating conjunction, and we know that there has to be something after that clause. Number 2 could be a sentence on its own. It is an independent clause. When you make a sentence that combines two clauses and uses a subordinating conjunction, it is called a complex sentence. Thus, there are three basic types of sentences. Simple sentence, compound sentence, complex sentence. Simple sentence. 1. It has a subject and a verb. 2. It expresses a single, complete thought. 3. It is a single, independent clause. Example. Grandma goes to church alone. Compound sentence. 1. Contains two independent clauses, or two simple sentences. 2. Joins the two clauses with a conjunction. 3. The conjunction can change the meaning of the sentence. Example. Trina slept late, yet she made it to school on time. Complex sentence. 1. An independent clause joined by one or more dependent clauses. 2. A subordinating conjunction is at the beginning of the dependent clause. 3. If the dependent clause is at the beginning of the sentence, it must be followed with a comma. 4. A dependent clause has a subject and a verb, but doesn't make sense on its own. Example. Carly played outside in the yard until it was too dark to see. Now that you have learned about sentences, try identifying them by type when you use them while reading or writing.